Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Malachi. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you, who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Church of Thessalonica. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have that right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command: anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Here Hear the gospel according to Rainer Maria Rilke. God speaks to each of us as she makes us, then walks with us silently out of the night. These are the words we dimly hear. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing, embody me. Flare up like flame and make big shadows I can move in. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nearby is the country they call life. You will know it by its seriousness. Give me your hand. In the name of the living God, amen. Please be seated. I have three images for you this morning, three snapshots or vignettes to rest on your heart. Three images, some poetry, and a question. Here's the first. I just came back from Rwanda, where I spent time with my friend Nicholas. Nicholas is perhaps both the most centered and the most humble person I have ever met. He's also a brilliant botanist who has spent the past 20 years of his life working with survivors of the Rwandan genocide as together they heal and gain economic agency through distilling and producing essential oils that come from eucalyptus, geranium, rosemary, and more. Nicholas and our group from Thistle Farms Global traveled more than 16 hours through rural Rwanda over 2 days, visiting these sites of resurrection healing. I felt a deep disconnect traveling those roads. Roads that led us through some of the most beautiful countryside I have ever seen were also roads where thousands of slaughtered bodies had once lay. It was on a road like that that Nicholas and his wife Elsie were fleeing during the genocide toward the Democratic Republic of Congo. It was perhaps on the very road on which we traveled that they were stopped at a checkpoint by the Interahamwe Militia, one of the military arms of the Hutu power movement that rose up against the Tutsi in 1994. Now, in a very real sense, there are no Hutu and Tutsi. Hutu and Tutsi were designations invented by colonial rulers to divide and control the people. They were socioeconomic and not ethnic labels. Tutsi were wealthy pastoralists. They owned cattle. Hutus were poorer farmers. The Belgians then layered eugenics on top of that, part of which was saying that Tutsi were tall, slender, and aristocratic, and that Hutu were shorter, stockier, and indigenous. It was not scientific, and very often not true, but the imprint remained. So that late in the 20th century, when a Hutu power group used mass media to turn one group of citizens of their nation against the other for their own political and monetary profit, height was just as easy a way as any to make the distinction. And so one of the calls that went out over that radio as the genocide began was, "Cut down the tall trees." And so as they were fleeing for their lives, Nicholas and Elsie, both of medium height, found themselves at a checkpoint, taken out of their car while men with machetes and guns argued what to do with them, argued about whether they would live or die. It could have gone either way. And they'll never know because before the decision was made, another car full of people pulled up behind them. And now, having bigger fish to fry, they waved Nicholas and Elsie through and they continued on their way. Nicholas knows it is God's blessing that he still draws breath on this earth. And he also knows that he is no more or less worthy of that blessing of breath and no more or less the recipient of God's love and favor than those, maybe even in the car behind him, whose blood and bones lie beneath the landscape I stared out at on those long van journeys. Why he and Elsie are alive and so many others are not makes no sense. Why we are alive and so many are not makes no sense. Life doesn't neatly rhyme. I can't imagine what was on Nicholas and Elsie's minds and hearts as they drove away from that checkpoint or from the countless other incidents that happened to them as they escaped. I only know that they kept driving. I only know that they are alive. I only know that they do not shy from telling the tale or shedding the tears or holding the hand of the one who, like them, still hears voices in the night. Let everything happen to you, beauty and terror. Just keep going. No feeling is final. Don't let yourself lose me. Nicholas and Elsie eventually came back to Rwanda. Having experienced the deepest inhumanity imaginable, they knew the only answer was to do what God does in Jesus, to lean into humanity as deeply and profoundly as possible. For Nicholas, that was meeting love of land and love of people in an incarnation of love that became Ikerezi Natural Products, and thousands of lives have been improved and saved in the 20 years since. You, sent out beyond your recall, go to the limits of your longing, embody me, flare up like flame and make big shadows I can move in. And love. Love, that most powerful force for healing and change in the universe, has flowered in a place not as unlike our own land as we might think, over a way that with tears has been watered, treading a path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out of a world gone crazy into a world where craziness does not end but just hits the road on tour, they have found a way of love and healing. And as we struggle to find our way in this crazy country we call life, known by its seriousness, these images of God in Rwanda are looking at us with ancient eyes and battered hearts and saying, give me your hand. If you wish, I invite you to close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in. Slowly let it out. And listen. Hear the gospel according to Andrea Gibson. Life doesn't rhyme. It's bullets and wind chimes. It's lynchings and birthday parties. It's the rope that ties the noose and the rope that hangs the backyard swing. It's wanting tonight to speak the most honest poem I've ever spoken in my life, not knowing if that poem should bring you closer to living or dying. Last night I prayed myself to sleep, woke this morning to find God's obituary scrolled in tears on my sheets, then walked outside to hear my neighbor erasing 10,000 years of hard labor with a single note of his violin. And the sound of the traffic rang like a hymn as the holiest leaf of autumn fell from a plastic tree limb, beautiful and ugly. Like right now, I'm needing nothing more than for you to hug me, and if you do, I'm gonna scream like a caged bird. Life doesn't rhyme. Can open your eyes. Second image. Jesus is standing in the temple. Maybe the image is already there in your mind from the gospel reading. And yet what we heard this morning is only the end of what he said. There was a buildup. This is an escalating situation. The religious leaders are arguing with Jesus, trying to trap him. First, they ask him, well, where do you get your authority? And Jesus tells the parable of the wicked tenants, about a landlord who sends servants and finally his beloved son to collect fruit from tenant farmers. They beat the servants and kill the son, and the parable ends with Jesus saying, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Next, they ask him about paying taxes to Caesar, and he asks, well, whose head is on this coin? And tells them to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's, the wisdom being that while the coin has the emperor's image, God's image is on every one of us. So let the world have the things of the world, and let us have God, and God have us. They ask questions about the resurrection and the Messiah, and each time Jesus has responses on the same theme. Yes, be in this world deeply, and do not be tricked into believing that you are of this world. And then finally, he looks up, and he sees rich people giving gifts to the temple treasury, and then a widow comes and gives 2 coins. And Jesus says, honestly, this widow gave more than all the rest. They're giving what's comfortable. She put in everything she had. And it is only then that Jesus utters the words we hear this morning. Words that feel they are coming to life right around us. Words that feel like they're always being shouted at us over our own Interhomway militia radio. Wars and insurrections, huge weather events, persecutions and arrests, betrayals by family and friends, division upon division upon division. And yet the world is always more than that. The world is always a kiss of beauty and terror. The world is just like the land over which I rode in Rwanda. The world is just like the land upon which this church was built, which used to be lovingly tended by the Papuan people until many of our ancestors gave them disease, forced them into enslavement and genocidal extermination, and yet has also been the site of some of the most beautiful and meaningful and hope-filled moments of our lives. Beauty and terror breathe together. Life doesn't rhyme. It's bullets and wind chimes. It's lynchings and birthday parties. It's the rope that ties the noose and the rope that hangs the backyard swing. Every generation lives in a time of profound beauty, and every generation lives in a world gone mad. It doesn't mean that none of it matters. On the contrary, all of it matters so deeply, so profoundly. All of it matters because real people, real images of God, are the ones swinging from those nooses and backyard swings, where billions toil for the benefit of the few, and yet sometimes it feels like 10,000 years of hard labor can be erased with the single note of the violin. And there are times where raging against the machine is not only permitted, not only deeply appropriate, but is a deeply necessary part of God's work of resurrection. Feelings demand to be felt. We have to feel to heal. And yet sometimes we can spend so much time trying to bring rhyme and sense to a life that mostly seems that the very forces that prey on us, the very forces that wake us up in the middle of the night and try to convince us that God's obituary is scrolled in tears on our sheets, that those very forces leave us too exhausted from fighting them to mount a coherent defense, much less be a part of God's dreaming resurrection life into being. And so this morning, Jesus stands in our midst calmly with words like this. Do not go after them. Don't be terrified. I will give you words and a wisdom. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. I promised you a question, so here it is. Okay, Jesus, but how? If you wish, I invite you to close your eyes again. Take another slow, deep breath in. Slowly let it out. And listen some more. Andrea continues. I've heard saints preaching truths that would have burned me at the stake. I've heard poets telling lies that made me believe in heaven. Sometimes I imagine Hitler at 7 years old, a paintbrush in his hand at school, thinking, what color should I paint my soul? Sometimes I remember myself with track marks on my tongue from shooting up convictions that would have hung innocent men from trees. Have you ever seen a mother falling to her knees the day her son dies in a war she voted for? Can you imagine how many gay teenagers were saved the day Matthew Shepard died? Could there have been anything louder than the noise inside his father's head when he begged the jury, please don't take the lives of the men who turned my son's skull to powder? And I know nothing would make my family prouder than if I gave up everything I believe in, but nothing keeps my believing like the sound of my mother's breathing. Life doesn't rhyme. You can open your eyes. A final image. The glider in the hurricane. In her beautiful book, Nothing Special, Living Zen, Buddhist teacher Charlotte Joko Beck paints this picture. Sometimes pilots are accidentally caught in hurricanes, subjecting the plane and themselves to terrible stresses. When this happens, they often try to fly into the center, the eye of the hurricane, to give themselves a little chance to recover. Most of us are like the pilot in the plane, just holding on, hoping we'll make it out of the storm. We feel ourselves caught up in the buffetings of life. They may be natural occurrences, such as severe illness. There may be difficulties in relationships, which can seem quite unfair. From birth to death, we are caught in this swirling of winds, which is really what life is, an enormous energy moving and changing. Our aim is like that of the pilot, to protect ourselves and our plane. We don't want to stay where we are, so we do everything possible to preserve our own lives and the structure of our plane so that we can escape the hurricane. There is this enormously powerful thing we call life, and we're somewhere sitting in the middle of it in our little plane, hoping to make our way through without being hurt. Well, suppose that instead of being in a plane, we were in a glider in the middle of the hurricane. Without the control and power that an engine provides, we're caught in the sweeping winds. If we have any idea that we're going to get out, we're foolish. Still, as long as we live within that enormous mass of wind, we have a good ride. Even with the fear and terror, it can be exhilarating and joyful, like riding a roller coaster. This mind that thinks, pictures, gets excited, gets emotional, blames other people, and feels like a victim is like the pilot in the airplane who's trying desperately to make his way through the hurricane. In such a life of tension and constriction, it takes everything we have just to survive. All our attention is on ourselves and our control panel. In trying to save ourselves, we don't notice anything else. But the person in the glider can experience everything. The lightning, the warm rain, the scream of the wind. The more intent we are upon protecting ourselves from the buffeting of our current situation, the more stress we feel, the more miserable we are, and the less we truly experience our lives. The gospel Jesus brings us this morning is an unexpected word and an inconvenient truth. It does not fit neatly into concepts of right and wrong. It is fully satisfying neither for activist nor ascetic. It is the gospel the author of Philippians preaches when she sings, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who did not see equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied the divine self, becoming a fully vulnerable human being." God calls all of us to different roles in all times and for such a time as this, and the roles can and do shift and change. Some are called to march, some are called to strategize. Some are called to lead large movements, and some are called to hold the tiniest of trembling hands. Some are called to paint and dance and sing, and some are called to keep the water coming out of the pipes and the lessons coming out of the classrooms. Some are called to storm the gates of the castle, demanding the Epstein files be released, and some are called to put their bodies between the abuser and the trafficked child, and then turn to the child, however old she is now, and say, "I believe you." And some are called to do bits of each, and more, and less. The algorithmic news cycle, it's just a different version of the Interahamwe radio station, trying to divide us against each other and keep us in endless cycles of trauma that imprison us all, even those who stoke the flames. And yet Jesus comes in as a glider in the hurricane, bidding us to render to Caesar what is Caesar and to God what is God's. Bidding us somehow to trust that not a hair on our head will perish when we have seen so many lying lifeless on the ground. Bidding us to believe not only the powerful gospel truth that if it's about God, it's about love, but also the flip side, which is if it's all about love, and God's love is what we will never lose, we can give ourselves fully and fearlessly to and for each other in that love. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who did not see equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied the divine self, becoming a fully vulnerable human being, and being found in human likeness, Christ humbled the divine self further, choosing the path of love even to the point of death. I've heard saints preaching truths that would have burned me at the stake. I've heard poets telling lies that made me believe in heaven, but I have never heard anything more powerful than the holy breath of love sounding through 1,000 different tongues in 1,000 different places. I'm 57 years old, and it's finally occurring to me that maybe life doesn't rhyme, and so I'm trying to stop make fetch happen. I'm thinking as the Interahamwe radio blares through my own doom scrolling, maybe it's time to try being that glider in the hurricane with the same mind as Christ Jesus, taking the hand of the one whose eyes have seen too much and as best I can, opening up my heart to receive the gift of theirs. You know, I can't do good people or bad people anymore. I can't stand at the side of the road with the machete of my judgment gripped tightly in the hand of my heart. We're all made in God's image and good. We all fall short and can embody the most twisted evil. That's not a false equivalency, but an invitation to compassion and mercy, love without or at least before judgment, an acknowledgement that the line between our own goodness and evil is almost always not so much what is right or wrong with us, but what has happened to us. I can't do good or bad people anymore. I can only try my best to stand with vulnerable, wounded people, not only because that's what Jesus does, but because that's where I have seen love conquer the great divide. I can only try my best to stand with vulnerable, wounded people because that's the only place of truth and healing I've ever found. I can only try my best to stand with vulnerable, wounded people because I am so tired of pretending I'm not one of them. Andrea Gibson takes us home. It's not eating meat for the last 10 years. Then seeing the kindest eyes I've ever seen in my life on the face of a man with a branding iron in his hand and a beat-down baby calf wailing at his feet. It's choking on your beliefs. It's your worst sin saving your life. It's the devil's knife carving holes into your soul so angels will have a place to make their way inside. Life doesn't rhyme. Life is poetry, not math. All the world's a stage, but the stage is a meditation mat. You tilt your head back, you breathe. When your heart is broken, you plant seeds in the cracks and you pray for rain. And you teach your children, there are sharks in the water, but the only way to survive is to breathe deep and dive. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world.
We pray for the reconciliation of all people and for the church throughout the world, that it may be an instrument of your healing love. We pray for all who serve the church, especially St. Martin's clergy, staff, and ministry leaders, and for the Reverend Mike Kinman. God of outreach and restoration, we pray for continued blessings on all peacemakers, on leaders who value peace, and on everyone who promotes nonviolent solutions to conflict. We pray for a speedy end to all violence and warfare around the world. God of peace and gentleness,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the strength of heart and mind to look beyond ourselves and address the needs of our siblings throughout the world, for the rural and urban poor, for all children and families, particularly for the orphaned, neglected, and abused, and those who live in fear of violence or disease, that they may be relieved and protected. God of generosity and compassion,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all nations, that they may live in unity, peace, and concord, and that all people may know justice and enjoy the perfect freedom that only God can give. God of liberty and freedom,
hear our prayer.
We pray that the Holy Spirit may embrace the most vulnerable members of our society. We pray for an end to the growing disparity between the rich and the poor, and for the grace and courage to strive for economic justice. God of all gifts and blessings,
hear our prayer.
We pray for an end to prejudice in our country and the world, that we will respect all people as precious children of God, and that racism, sexism, and all other forms of discrimination will be forever banished from our hearts, our society, and our laws. God of fellowship and equality,
hear our prayer.
We pray for a reverence of creation, that we will have the tools and the will to conserve it, that we will use its bountiful resources in the service of others, and that we will become better stewards of all that is entrusted to us. We pray for all those suffering from the effects of climate change. God of nature and the universe,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all immigrants, refugees, and pilgrims from around the world, that they may be welcomed in our midst and be treated with fairness, dignity, and respect. God of outcasts and wanderers,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick and for all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, that all may have access to proper health care, and that God's loving embrace may be felt by all who suffer. We pray for those on our parish prayer list. God of comfort and healing,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all prisoners, captives, and detainees, that a spirit of forgiveness may replace vengeance and retribution, and that we, with all the lonely and oppressed, may be restored to the fullness of God's grace. God of absolution and mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who have died, remembering especially those who have died as a result of violence, war, disease, or famine, and those who died because of willful blindness, neglect, or hardness of heart. God of eternal life and resurrecting love,
hear our prayer. Lord God of hosts, you clothed your servant Martin the soldier with the spirit of sacrifice and set him as a bishop in your church. Give us grace to follow in his holy steps, that at the last we may be found clothed with righteousness in the dwellings of peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, everyone. We have announcements from one of our vestry members here. Susan, take it away.
Yes, I'm Susan Stone. I'm on the vestry. First of all, we'd like to welcome Reverend Mike, and Mike will be at the coffee hour later today. He left us with a lot of topics that we want to discuss with him. Today is the Feast of St. Martin. We celebrate the Feast of St. Martin of Tours, our patron saint. St. Martin was a Roman soldier who requested to be discharged from the army, saying, "I am Christ's soldier and not allowed to fight." He became a bishop and is known for his acts of charity. During coffee hour, we are invited to come in and we're going to decorate goose cookies and find out how geese are related to St. Martin's. That sounds like fun. After church, we have a few things going on. Pamela is doing an inquirer's class, teaches you about the Episcopal Church, and anybody that's interested in becoming an Episcopalian or for whatever reason wants to attend this class, you may join her even if you haven't been going. And our bishop will be here on December 7th to do confirmation or to be received into the church. The next paragraph is about is for people with children, explaining about godly play and other things that we do with the nursery. And I also want to bring your attention down to the bottom of the sheet. Today is the last chance to donate for the Thanksgiving Project. You give cash, we turn it into gift cards for people in need. There'll be more explaining this, and Tim will be out there. So far, they've made $4,680, and their goal is $7,500. So if you have not purchased some cards, please find Tim. And then on the back, there's lots and lots of stuff going on during the week, when we get into Advent. You know to bring food for our baskets every Sunday. This week, they're going to Dixon Family Services, and we need some more ushers. So please speak to whoever you can find. Let the office know that you're interested in being an usher once a week. So study this, take it home, put these dates on your calendar. Thank you, and I will see you after church doing geese.
I think we're going to have Susan do all of our announcements. I did want to add that, well, I don't really need to add it, but take a look at the Thanksgiving Project, stop by the table. The ushers, it's once a month that we need you, not once a week, so just wanted to clarify that. I don't think we got anybody sending in celebrations or milestones, but we're going to try something a little different today. If you have one that you want to share, we want to see and hear you, so we're going to ask you to come up to the microphone. So now is the time to start migrating over there. If you cannot, you can still raise your hand. Like, if you physically can't get to the microphone, let me know. We'll figure that out. I'm going to vamp for a second. Oh, there's somebody in the back who is an usher. Susan, another Susan, has bags, and those are our goodie bags, our welcome bags. If you are new here, or it's your first time visiting, or you just have never received a welcome bag and you want some chocolate and some other information, raise your hand. You do have to raise your hand so that Susan can find you. I see at least one person up here. Well, I'm not seeing anybody come forward to do celebrations in my... Oh, over here! Are you going up? Did you want to make an announcement? Come forward. We did have an announcement last Sunday that I need to add to, but did you have a celebration or a milestone you'd like to share and tell us your name?
Adele.
Can you get really close and tell us?
I got my ears pierced and it's Pinky's birthday.
Oh. Adele got her ears pierced. Congratulations. That's exciting. And it's Pinky's birthday. Thank you. I see Pinky. Yes. Sure. Come on up. Annabelle's going up. I see Annabelle's here. That's always a milestone for me when Annabelle's in town. Okay. Your name and your celebration or milestone.
Brett Hewitt. I just want to let the congregation know that my daughter, Claire, got word on Friday that she's going to UC Davis.
Oh, wow.
It's been a very long haul for this one, from the time she was adopted to losing her adoptive mom to ending up at Chico and community college, but finally getting to where she wants to go, which is here.
Congratulations. That's great news. Annabelle.
There's a lot of birthdays I know this weekend, but it was my dad's birthday yesterday. So happy belated birthday to John Dolan.
Speak closer. Is that all? Okay. Come on forward. Your name and your milestone.
My name's Dave. This is my first time at this church. My milestone today, I have 8 days off of alcohol.
Oh, fantastic. Love that. Okay, one more. Come on forward. We're going to move this way down, or maybe your dad can help you get up.
I will.
Okay. Who's this?
What's your name?
Clara.
Clara what?
Claire.
Clara. Clara Bryan.
Clara Bryan.
And her grandma is turning 80 this week.
Oh, happy birthday to grandma. Thank you for coming forward. Well, with all of those birthdays, announced last week that Emiliano, Mateo, John Dolan, and Bob Holm all share a birthday, which is yesterday, but so does Mike Kinman. So since we figured that goose cookies would not be enough sugar and carbs, there's a cake, because having that many birthdays on one day just seemed like too good of an opportunity. We didn't want to pass that up. I also, if you have received our Friday e-blast, if you're not getting that, please let the office know so that we can be in touch with you. In there, there was a wonderful milestone. Our own Lynn Zender received the Bishop's Cross it was announced at convention, and then on Wednesday, the bishop actually came to Lynn's home. Margaret and I were there for the awarding of the cross in person, and it was really special. So, yeah. Really, really well deserved. So after church today, just go get sugar and coffee and hang around. Mike will talk to whoever wants to talk to him, and then maybe migrate over to confirmation class if he has time. If you want to come to that class, just show up. But you can get coffee and cake and whatever first and bring it with you to room 6 and 7, and then we'll take care of things there. Our prayer at the bottom of page 5 is one that we say together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have communion today at the altar rail, and so you will come forward down the center aisle, and ushers, just remember to be up front to help people know when it's time for them to get to the altar rail. You can stand, you can kneel, whatever you're most comfortable with. Of course, we can bring communion to you if you need that. We start in the back and fill forward. So that's why we sort of need those ushers to help you see whether it's time to go get your spot. Everyone is welcome to receive communion. We have gluten-free vegan bread that we serve, and you can either take the bread when it is handed to you and consume it and then drink from the chalice, or you can hold on to the bread, and then the person coming by with the cup, if you give it back to them, they will intinct it for you and hand it back to you. That keeps sort of the number of hands out of the cup, that as few hands as possible in there, but means that you have options about how to receive. And you can also always receive just in one kind. I know that sounds complicated. Once you've done it a few times, it gets easier and makes a lot of sense. You can always ask a neighbor or watch what other people are doing, and we will help you out with that. Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Still away, still away, still away, oh.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our all thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God. Through Jesus Christ, your eternal word, the wisdom from on high by whom you created all things. You laid the foundations of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we shout with joy. And honor are yours, Creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign, and give himself for us, a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Given, broken for you, do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and human hands have made, we acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you, now and forever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Please rise as we send out our Eucharistic visitors. And while they're coming forward, I forgot to make one really important announcement. On Wednesday evening, we're having a service for the Trans Day of Remembrance, and I hope I will see many of you there.
Maria and Joni, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood.
We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup.
Amen. Our prayers go with you.
And now let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.